18 minutes after the hour now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We all love secrets. And coming up next Monday, Pope Francis is going to let you and me inside some secret Vatican history. It's when the Vatican opens what used to be called its secret archives. And we'll look at a very critical period of time in our modern church history from March 1939 to October of 1959, where you and I are going to learn more about the pontificate of Venerable Pope Pius XII. And there's been a little bit of a cloud over his papacy. Let's examine that right now here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app with the executive editor of EWTN News and the faculty chair of the Catholic Distance University in Virginia and a senior fellow at the St. Paul Center for Biblical Theology, Dr. Matthew Bunsen. Dr. Bunsen, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
You were supposed to be on your way to Italy, but we were just talking about the coronavirus and its effect on the economy, and you canceled that trip, didn't you?
Unfortunately, the conference where I was going to be speaking next week was canceled. So I'm living proof of the impact of the coronavirus, at least economically. Mm. And my personal view is it was probably a very prudent thing to do as conference attendees were coming from all over the world.
Let's talk a little bit now about opening up the secret archives. Pope Francis announced last year that he was going to do it. Pius XII has always faced criticism over the last several decades for what's perceived to be the complicity of his silence in the face of the Holocaust. Will opening up the archives clear his name? And what's the impact of the Vatican decision on whether or not to declare him a saint?
Well, I think you ask a couple of very important questions. The first one is, will the opening of these Vatican archives exonerate him? The argument, actually, I think, could be or is that, in fact, he already has been largely exonerated. I say that because over the last 20-plus years, we have seen dedicated researchers, in fact, even going back further, into his pontificate. I think of Pierre Blett, who's a great Jesuit scholar, Sister Margherita Marchioni, Ron Ricklack, who have dedicated their lives to really proving conclusively the authentic record of Pius XII. What this opening is going to do is to open the Vatican archives, what's now actually called the Vatican Apostolic Archive. They've noticed they've gotten rid of the word secret because I think it's so misunderstood, to scholars. And now they're opening everything up from March of 1939 to the very passing of Pius XII in 1958. Now we're talking about millions and millions of documents that are going to be of great interest, not just to scholars looking into his record during World War II, but into a pontificate of a man who very well likely is in fact a saint.
Dr. Matthew Bunsen on the opening of the Vatican archives to look into the papacy of Venerable Pope Pius XII, and those archives will be opened on Monday. When the Holy Father announced that he would open the archives, Dr. Bunsen, he said, and I'm using Pope Francis's words, "The Church is not afraid of history, but rather she loves it and would like to love it more and better as God loves it." For some who sit in the pews who criticize the church for being too secretive, what do we need to hear and what do we need to see from these Vatican archives on Monday when they're finally opened to to quell some of that concern, some of that, how people question how the church deals with its history and how transparent it is?
Yeah, I go back to the year 2000 and the pontificate of Pope St. John Paul II, who in that jubilee year at the start of the new millennium issued a series of apologies and promises of transparency. This is one of those key next steps in how the Church is responding to the very accusations that you've just made. Pope Francis especially is keen on this point. That's why he essentially redesignated the so-called Vatican Secret Archive to be called the Vatican Apostolic Archive. And this step of opening up the archives to scholars from all over the world is not just an important gesture, but I think it is, as Pope Francis says, a rededication of the Church's leadership to authentic history. And Pius XII played a very significant role in the history of not just the Church in the 20th century, but in human history, given his pivotal role during World War II. So the more that we can learn about Pius XII, about the era, and the more the truth comes out, I think the better for all of us. And I'm personally not overly concerned about documents or people who will spin them, who will try to use them against Pius XII, against the Church. But in the end, as we have seen in this history of Pius XII, going all the way back to the 1960s with the scandalous, libelous play, The Deputy by Rolf Hallcoetz, Pius XII has his defenders, and the truth eventually does come out.
And part of that truth is the fact that you and I are speaking on Catholic radio today really goes back to Pius XII, who's been lauded by the international community for his actions during World War II, including the inauguration of Vatican Radio as a very independent voice in a fascist-controlled environment.
Well, you're absolutely right. Pius XII, as Pope Francis has talked about, as his predecessors and his successors all stressed, the Church must be a bulwark against tyranny, but also to be a voice for the defenseless, a voice for those who have no voice. And things like Vatican Radio were a major component in that. Very, very briefly, just if you want a snapshot of Pius XII's own personal courage, he gave permission for an archaeological excavation underneath St. Peter's Basilica, and basically what it led to, the certification of the beautiful tomb of Peter that we know today. That was a very courageous decision, and part of all of that legacy is a demonstration that Pius made heroic decisions under very difficult circumstances throughout the war, in hiding countless numbers of Jewish brothers and sisters of ours. And those decisions would not have been easy, and it is easy to critique, to nitpick, to second guess. But within that setting, he made courageous decisions, he made prudential decisions, and I think we're also going to find in these archives that he was, in fact, the holy person that we have always considered him to be.
You talk about nitpicking, and the 24/7 news cycle has kind of taught us to nitpick only to just simply fill airtime. We see that on cable news with not only the coronavirus, but of course all of the other issues that they talk about here. How can we be discerning so we don't get caught up in that vortex of nitpicking with those who will see what is released in the secret Vatican archives on Monday and question some of what is there?
Well, I think the most important thing is to listen to sensible voices, and I will give a plug to you at Relevant Radio for being one of those voices of reason, where you have guests who are able to provide context to sort of help people map out what the reality is of the story. The other thing, too, is read some of the key books, like by Sister Margherita Marchione, Ron Ricklack. Go back and study what people have actually investigated and reported about him. There's been a lot of sensational reporting, but I have to say that I have been somewhat impressed by some of even the secular media coverage leading up to this opening of the archives, that they have been remarkably fair.
Yeah.
And they have allowed Vatican officials to speak out, to be heard, and to get their point of view across, rather than simply falling back on some of the tired cliches that we've had now about Pius for a very long time.
You're right, and we do take shots, and deservedly so, at secular media and how they cover Catholic issues, but they've been very fair with this because they could have easily turned it into a sideshow of Al Capone's vault, and it's anything but that. And of course, the significance of next Monday, March 2nd, it's the 80th anniversary of Eugenio Pacelli's election to the papacy, Pius XII. Ruth is joining us in Austin, Texas, with Dr. Matthew Bunsen this morning. Ruth, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Morning. Hi. I was just going to mention, I saw recently a real moving movie, I think it was on Amazon Prime or something, of Pius XII, and it was so nice. It showed how he worked behind the scenes and described how the church in Germany from the pulpit spoke against Hitler, and then the Germans came, the fascists came down on them real hard. So, I don't know if they imprisoned the priest or what, but it was bad. And so he was afraid of more people dying. Anyway, that's why he didn't speak out. But he did save the Jews in Rome. I think the Nazis only got away with taking about 200 of them, and then thousands were left.
So. Yeah, you're right. You're right, Ruth. And we'll have to check that out on Amazon Prime. Thanks for the tip on that. Dr. Bunsen, we've got about 60 seconds remaining. Do you expect any surprises to come out of opening the archives on Monday?
I think if they come, it'll be a little while. There are only a few scholars who are allowed in at any given moment into the archives because there are only so many spaces for them. This is going to be research that will go on for a very long time, I expect. If there are surprises, we'll be hearing about it. But then I think the real craft of historians will settle in, And then we'll get an even more accurate and interesting picture of this pontificate.
And if you want that accurate and interesting picture into the pontificate of Pius XII, as the archives are opened in the Vatican, listen to the voice of Dr. Matthew Bunsen and read him as well. And you'll hear his voice here on Morning Air. Dr. Bunsen, executive editor of EWTN News. Thank you, Dr. Bunsen.
Great to be with you.
29 after the hour on Morning Air. Another Lenten lesson on the Mass from Father Rocky coming up next here on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.